He sucked into the out-of-town tax resolution groups you hear on the TV and radio. Mark lives and works right here in the Kirkwood area. If you have IRS problems, visit STLTaxLawyer.com today.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertisements.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. During winter months, furnace heat can cause your home to be drier than the Sahara Desert. Low humidity can cause painful dry skin, itchy eyes, and sore throats. And dry air can warp and crack the woodwork and hardwood floors in your home and give you those annoying static shocks. I had Design Air install a humidifier in my home this winter and already noticed an improvement. Contact Design Air, the official HVAC provider of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, to find out more about adding a humidifier to your home.
At Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway, our mission is to provide our fans, racers, and sponsors with a first-class and up-close personal racing experience. This includes unprecedented access to the drag strip, the oval, the road racing track, and a nationally sanctioned karting track, plus special events such as concerts and corporate functions for year-round activities. And it's all just 5 minutes from downtown. For more information, visit WWTRaceway.com or call 618-215-8888.
Setley Jewelers has been family-owned since 1946. They offer jewelry for special occasions and offer appraisals, repairs, and custom jewelry pieces.
Recently, I had a couple come in, and she had lost her mom, and she brought her jewelry in, and we took all her stones out, and we recreated these pieces that she could wear and just continue, you know, passing down to her kids.
Setley Jewelers in Lamp and Lantern Village in Town and Country. Online at setley.com.
In sports, good offense starts with good defense. The professionals at Lakeside Roofing believe in this same motto for your roof. Our full-time service department provides the defense to ensure you get the most out of your roof system. A regular scheduled roof assessment and maintenance is the defensive strategy to extend the life of your roof. Call the winning team at Lakeside Roofing today at 618-344-2800 or 314-241-5253 or visit us on the web at lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Grab your coat and get your hat, leave your worries on the doorstep.
Got my coat.
Just direct your feet.
Got my hat, got my worries.
To the sunny side of the street.
Left my troubles.
You
got your gloves.
A bit of pan.
I actually do keep gloves
in the car.
Are they in the glove box?
Nope. Nobody's ever used the glove box for gloves.
I know.
Ever. The glove compartment is for everything else but gloves. But what else would you call it?
I don't know.
The compartment?
The little cabinet?
The stuff compartment. Cabinet? It's not a cabinet.
Today is Wednesday.
You Brits. You Brits have weird names for things.
Yeah, you could call the
hood of you call the hood of a car the bonnet.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
In the trunk, you call the boot.
The boot?
Like a lady's bonnet.
Well, here in America, we don't do that. Okay? We call it the hood of the car. Well, good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon, Frank.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the listeners. We've already said good afternoon. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. It is the fifth day. I'll be glad when this month is over so I don't have to say February. But it is the fifth day of February. Another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Was it 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day?
And I'm going to guess that no hands will go up when I say, who watched the State of the Union address?
I watched part of it, bits and pieces of it.
I just watched the highlights
on Facebook this morning.
Oh my God, it was hysterical.
It was not hysterical, it was sad. It was the most classless State of the Union address I have ever seen. And it was, all you had to do was watch that last night to know how dysfunctional the government is now in this country,
yep,
and how divided they are. It was disgraceful and classless. And you can decide on your own who you think made it disgraceful and classless. And if you're on the right, you'll have one opinion. The left, you'll have another. No one will change your mind. So we're not going to really get into it unless somebody wants to talk about it, but we're not going to argue about it. But it was, I don't guess anything was surprising about what happened last night, but it was too bad. It really it was sad, actually.
I watched the hockey game.
Mostly. Well, of course you did. You're
I watched Guardians of the Galaxy.
You did?
Yeah.
So, and I watched three more episodes of Schitt's Creek. I can't stop. We're 10 in now. We have 10 in two nights. We've watched 10 episodes. We will watch it again tonight and tomorrow night and through the weekend. And I'll bet you by the end of the weekend, we'll certainly be through two seasons, maybe three. And I cannot believe the emails I've gotten from people who either also watched it or started after the show yesterday. I got a text from a friend of mine, and he said, heard the show, turned it on, and started, and cannot stop. And I think in one night, like last night, he watched like six or seven of them. So,
well, they're a half
Dan,
hour.
Dan, have you given it? You didn't have a chance.
No, we didn't. Yet. We didn't watch it last night, but we're definitely going to.
Well, if you don't think it's funny, I'll be real surprised. But we talked enough about that yesterday. So, here's what's on the agenda. Here is the agenda today. It's whatever you want it to be, with this exception. We have Dr. Doug, and I'd like to think that you want that, but Dr. Doug, who's been with us for like 16 years, will be on in the 4 o'clock hour after we check in with John Londoff. So if you have a pet, you know how this works. First come, first serve. Early bird gets the worm, blah, blah, blah. So you get in. Give you the phone numbers now if you want to call now and talk about anything, and then hang on to them for later with Dr. Doug, 314-821-0590, 855-282-8255. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Whoa.
Well, co-host of another show, from what I heard a while ago, Tim Woodburn, everybody.
Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
Two quick ones. First of all, I did co-host The Hardline this afternoon, and we had a discussion about Chicago Cubs third baseman Chris Bryant and about how the Cubs screwed him over in free agency. And so, Idiot 1 and Idiot 2, who co-host this show with me, and that excludes you, Frank. They sent me a text while I'm live on the air with the guys from Hard Time, and they say, "You call yourself a sports show? His name's Kobe, not Chris."
So they're the idiots, not you.
Yeah. Well, we sent that. Why? We sent it.
Well, you laugh now, Dan. But you and Britt at there must be pretty stupid.
No, we don't.
No, absolutely not.
Exactly.
No, I feel great.
We
Chris Bryant was great.
Chris Bryant is like 6'5", clean cut, white guy, plays
baseball player
third
game. Yeah, for the Cubs.
We knew who he was.
No, I said his name's Kobe, not Chris.
Yeah. I could have missed it. You was talking about Chris Bryant. I'm like, it's Kobe, you idiot.
I know. And then I sent the text to John Hadley, and he.
and secondly, Frank, I know in the United States we call Wednesday Hump Day, but to all of our Spanish listeners, I'd like to wish them a very happy Dia de la Jaroma.
What is that, day of the camel?
Oh, it's hump day. It's hump day in Spanish.
Well, what's the last word?
Joroba is Spanish for hump. So it's Dia de la Joroba.
Joroba.
Dia de la Joroba.
Well, we learned something today. I didn't know that. I didn't know that was the word. I don't use the word hump very often.
I like that. Do that again.
I'd like to welcome all of our Spanish listeners and wish them a very happy Dia de la Joroba.
How do you spell Joroba?
Arriba.
J-O-R-O-B-A.
Okay. Joroba.
Joroba.
Well, it's Joroba. There is no in O in Spanish. It's always O, hard O. Joroba, see? So, I'm sorry, Limey. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Limey, who said Joroba. It's Joroba.
Yeah,
so just to be, you know, because we're perfectionists here.
Sorry,
and we do everything perfectly. We want to keep it that way.
He speaks English. He doesn't speak Spanish.
Right. Thank you.
Was there Anything else, Tim?
Well, Limey had something to add to it.
I would like to wish everybody a happy Cinco de Febrero.
What is wrong with you people?
Tacos!
I will celebrate the Cinco of every month.
Say it again. What is it again? Cinco de Juan?
Febrero.
Well, you're close.
You're close.
All right,
how is it?
E is A. Febrero.
Febrero.
E is always pronounced A. Here are the vowels. Here are the vowels A, E, I, O, U. They're A, A, E, O, U. So E is A. Febrero. You were very close.
I'm getting better. Next month, I'm
very
ready
better.
For it.
Oh, there you go.
Now,
Febrero.
If you could just learn to say can't.
All right.
I like the way he says that.
I do too, actually. I do too, because it's so on the edge.
Yeah.
It's so close to getting us kicked off the air. That's what I like about it. Anybody else? Burke segment?
No. I do.
All right. Back from the sick bed. Second day feeling close to 100% or maybe 100. Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you so much, Frank.
You're welcome.
Today, of course, we'll find out a little bit later on when he comes in, though. It's Bill Cleveland's birthday today.
Woo-hoo!
And
Hi, birthday,
Bill. Yeah, well, is he
39? 40. Today's 40. This is the
big
day.
He's an adult. He's an adult today.
He is. And today I met Bill along with another friend of ours, Jim Doyle. We went to Cracker Barrel to eat.
Wow. And that's a birthday. My ideal birthday. Please tell me somebody had chicken fried steak.
Jim Doyle actually had some chicken fried steak with some eggs. Bill had this fried chicken. It looked really easy.
Bill
Cleveland really
eats fried chicken. It doesn't look like he eats anything.
Oh, no. He ate some fried chicken.
And if Bill was in Spain or in Mexico, instead of saying he turns 40, we'd say, Happy 40!
What is it with you all of a sudden? What is the deal that all of a sudden you're throwing out Spanish words? What happened?
The language of love.
Limey came in with the theme of Cinco de Febrero. Yeah. And I just
you had to one up him.
No, I
or two up.
I just wanted to be his colleague. I had to up him. I'm just being his
colleague. No. I think you wanted to up him. Two up.
I don't care what you think. I was just trying to be his colleague.
No, you don't care what I think.
He's being a Spanish. He's being a Spanish.
Spanish mensch?
No, not mensch. Comrade. A Spanish comrade.
Spanish radio listenership, Frank, is on the rise.
Amigo.
And we better start paying attention to them.
Yeah.
And adhering to their needs, too.
It's got to be Amigo.
Mm. How about they adhere to our needs and just speak English and read English?
Racist.
That's not racist at all. This is the United States of America.
I was just joking.
Okay. And by the way, I'm real tired of first preference being Spanish. When I call somebody and they go for English, press this. No. We're in America for Spanish, press this, not for English, press this. And when I open something and the first set of instructions, the first three sets of instructions are languages other than English, and the fourth page is English, that upsets me a little bit. Let's make the front of it English, and then the others come in second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh.
Just played the Super Bowl in Miami, and the radio ratings... for the Super Bowl in Miami. There were more people that listened to the Super Bowl in Miami on the Spanish station than they did on the English station that was playing.
Well, that's Miami. Do you know how many Spanish-speaking radio stations there are in Los Angeles?
I'll bet there's several.
28.
Wow.
Wow, that is actually kind of shocking. Wow.
28 Spanish-only radio stations. We don't even have 28 significant or relevant stations total in St. Louis.
Can I ask a geographical question?
Sure.
How close is L.A. to the Mexican border? Like how? Because I know
Los Angeles,
right?
Los Angeles proper is not on the border, but you don't have to go too far south to cross over. I don't know the exact distance, but it's pretty close.
The Mexican border ends at Texas, right? It doesn't go any further past that, not into any other states or anything? Because I don't actually know how big the border is.
I believe you can go directly from California and cross over into Mexico.
Yeah, right.
Tijuana, which is right on the other side of the border, as I recall, from Los Angeles is...
A couple hours.
It's a 3-hour drive. It's 221 kilometers.
Oh, it's not really
No big deal. But here's the thing. That's the one place I've always heard you don't want to go in Mexico.
Excuse me, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, Tijuana. Isn't that like unincorporated?
I don't know about that, but I've just heard it's not a place you want to go. It's not the what do they say, the when something is the sort of the showcase, or the, it's not their they're not putting their best foot forward when you visit Tijuana. That's not the Mexico they want you to see. That's the place that for decades and still does have a show you can go to and watch a woman do it with a donkey. That's the big thing. Yeah, the big thing in Tijuana. I'm serious. I'm not kidding.
Wow. You can watch them with a donkey.
That can't be safe. I mean, those donkeys.
That cannot be safe.
I mean, they are well endowed.
No, you missed it. You said that can't.
Yeah.
And again, that's the word that's too close to another word. You mean that cannot be
safe. That cannot be safe.
Yeah.
Those chicks are worrying about safety. When you get to the point where you're doing it with a donkey, I don't know that safety matters, you know?
High school days, the girls used to call me the donkey.
Did they? Why, because you're a jackass?
Yeah,
that's why.
How do you, like, apply for that job, though, you know? Or how do you post it on, say, Glassdoor or somebody? Need a female to have sex with a donkey. You know?
That's a great question. I guess you just do it that way. And then once it's really clear what the job is, any woman that goes, I'll do that, hired. Okay. You're hired.
Limey, are you old enough to know the word honky?
Honky, yeah. White people, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know. I asked a buddy of mine, losing Limey. I said, what'd you do last week? And he said, I sat out and I was a porch honky.
I'm like,
boy, that's the other version of that. It couldn't be any more racist. But that actually was kind of funny.
Right.
To sit there and watch your neighbors, you know, make math.
So is a honky tonk a place like a jukebox dance and country place for just white people? I guess predominantly it is. Honky tonks are not frequented.
But I don't think honky in that instance means.
I think honky tonk came along before the term honky for white people.
Yeah, honky tonk is actually associated with country music. Yeah. It's a country music bar.
No, I know that.
Honky tonk.
We're talking about why is it called honky tonk? That term was around long before honky meant white people.
Oh.
So I don't know what honky meant before it meant white people.
I don't know how to spell honky. Is there an E in honky?
H-O-N-K-Y.
Yeah, donkey, but with an H.
Well,
No.
That would be EY.
Yeah.
No.
I thought you said EY.
I think it's HONKY. I could be wrong, but I think it's HONKY. And Dan Quayle, donkey has an E in it. Okay.
So. Well, it has its own Wikipedia page, right?
Of course it does.
And this is the first time I've ever seen this. The etymology of honky, the exact origins of the word are generally unknown.
The etymology. What that kind of word is that? How do you spell that word?
Etymology.
Interesting about that word? Etymology is one letter away from entomology.
Right.
Yeah.
And entomology is, anybody?
Study of bugs.
Insects. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. You would know, Mr. Former Exterminator.
Look at us.
You would
know that.
Yeah. You would know that.
Man, we're
anybody
smart.
Else? Burke Seligman? We are the smartest people on the radio.
Right now.
Is there anybody, Burke Seligman, anything?
The text line.
Limey, hold on. Is this Burke Seligman material?
Kind of.
Okay.
But the text line and my phone is being blown up now by listeners who would like Dan to give a weather update, a storm team report, if they could, or if he could. I don't know if I have the music ready, but I could probably find some.
Oh, we need to do a team update. So we have to have people call in, though, for the team update.
Do they? Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what has to happen. People need to call in. When people call in, they're part of the team, because when the news stations, they send out, and it's like a team report. Well, and they have the
I-team, and then they have the weather team, and they have team coverage. That's the word they use.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And now with first part of our team coverage, let's go to blankety blank blank blank, who's at the overpass at whatever. Yeah. It's always team coverage.
At the Kelly Road overpass now, and they look down on 270 and say, right here, The roads are wet.
Now here's the thing: we have three cold weather jokes to tell, two for sure. But I don't think the temperature dictates that yet, because then we got to wait till we get another like 5 or 10 degree night, and then we'll do them. But so we'll hold on and hold off on that.
We do anything else with the? Oh no, we don't.
What? Anything else for the Burke segment before we take phone calls?
Mm-mm. No.
No. Close it. Burke segment's officially closed. Here we go. We got callers, but here are the numbers anyway. 314-821-0590. 855-282-8255. Mike is up first. Mike, you are the lucky first caller to the show today. Welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Woo-hoo! Doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. Thank you.
And Mike, you're part of team coverage, too.
Oh, you know what? I can't even talk about it. I can't see any of the road signs. The road is wet. I don't know how I'm going to get home.
Okay, but I'm sure, I don't think that's why you called, is it?
No, but I just want to let you know. I know you guys are safe and sound in the studio. I just want to give you a little heads up.
He's part of team coverage.
Well, the fireplace is roaring. We have a huge fireplace in the green room. Mm-hmm. And one of the wonderful things they did at 590 when they agreed that we would be doing this show is they put in a spectacular wood-burning fireplace here in the studio. You can't hear it crackle because our engineer put a crackle suppressor on the microphones. But, whoa, does that look good? And doesn't that feel good? Ooh, it feels so good. Yeah, it's a wonderful, warm, toasty environment. Was there anything else, Mike?
I just want to say I'm aiming the PM.
Good to hear.
And I want to thank you, Craig, for Schitt's Creek.
You're welcome.
I couldn't go to sleep last night watching it, and then all day at work today, I'm trying to do work, and it's hard not to watch it.
Well, here's what's going to happen. You're going to watch it again, the whole thing, because it's like Airplane or Naked Gun. There are so many clever lines in there that we don't even catch them all. They go by so fast. And I bet you I could watch any episode now, and at least 10 or 15 things they said, I didn't even catch it the first time.
Yeah, the writing is perfect, and I've never seen a show cast so perfectly.
No, it's absolutely perfect. Chris Elliott is, well, I don't want to get started again because I spent too much time on it yesterday, but I'm glad you liked it, and you're not the first person that's contacted me to say, oh my goodness, why didn't I find this earlier? So, glad you enjoyed it.
I have one thing before I go.
Of course you can.
I had some friends go to Tijuana years ago. They were partying out in San Diego. They decided to drive down to Tijuana. They went to a bar, and as they're walking in, the doorman said, something to the effect of, hello, gringos, everything in here is as is. They didn't understand what they meant, so a buddy of mine hooked up to a very pretty lady, and he found out what as is meant when he reached down.
Oh, what? Uh-oh.
Yes.
Wait, and, sort of like in Crocodile Dundee when he reached down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah.
Wait.
Yeah, it's a man, baby, is what they pretty much said, and he pushed him off his lap, and the bouncers decided that my buddy was a little too rough, so they threw them all out.
Yeah, well, that's yeah. Now I really don't want to go there. So.
No. Stick the case.
All right, Mike, I appreciate it. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
And on we go to Jim. Jim, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Oh, hello, gang. The origin of the word honky, this is the way I was told by many people years ago, came from the common practice of the white women would go to pick up their maids, and they'd sit outside and honk their horns, and the black people started calling them honkies.
See, I heard the exact same thing, but it was men going to get black prostitutes, and they wouldn't walk out of their car because they'd want to be seen, so they'd honk.
Yeah, that may be too, but it had to do with the practice of honking and treating basically black people as if they were servants. You just come honk your horn, and they come do your beck and call. You
know? Well, right. I don't have any proof that that's not true, so I guess you can go with that.
Well, luckily, there's nothing riding on either way, is there?
Yeah,
no, there really isn't. We'll never really know, probably, because there'll probably be 4 or 5 explanations for it. But, Jim, thank you for listening.
Hey, Jim. Jim? Jim, are you there?
No. Jim is
not. He heard your voice.
He didn't want to be part of team coverage.
No, Dan, nobody does. Dan, they don't care about being part of team coverage. I know that you think that's a really good idea, but it has to be sort of
I'll be part of team
planned.
Coverage with you, Dan.
No. It has to be planned and in advance and notice given. You can't just say, now we're going to do team coverage.
We plan stuff?
Do you want me to look out the window and tell you what
I see?
No, we don't.
That's why it's not working. No.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
No, that's laser weather radar. We did that years ago. Let's go to John and say, John, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hey, I'm aiming the PM, guys.
Oh, is that John? Is that John whose real name is not John, but we don't care. What's up, John?
Yeah, I want to be part of your team investigation there. Can you tell me a word of term?
First of all, John, it's not team investigation. We weren't talking about investigating anything, so what's up?
Well, I want to know where the term white cracker comes from. Cracker.
Well, there's no term white cracker. Cracker means white and we don't know. The answer is we don't know. Was there anything else?
I want to know one more thing there. Do you guys update weather reports on a day like this? How often do you do the weather reports? Or the traffic reports.
Every hour.
It depends on how bad the traffic or the weather is. If it's extremely bad and treacherous, then we do more. If it's perfect and fine, we don't do so many.
Okay, great. And I want to ask Slimy there, what do you think about Donald Trump being acquitted, and is he best friends with Boris Johnson? Thanks.
that's a stupid question.
What?
That's a ridiculous question. And don't answer it.
All right.
Because if you answer it, you alienate half the audience.
Right.
Well, I don't really understand. I have no idea what's going on, and
Hold it. You've been following, but you have no idea what's going on, but you've been following it?
No, I haven't been following it.
Okay. Well, I don't know that that's a good idea or a bad idea. I can't say that you should be following it because if you did, then you might turn into what too many people have turned into, and that's people who are inflexible and unwilling to listen to anybody else's ideas except the people who agree with them. So you may actually be better off not to follow.
Do you think?
Just real quick, in case anybody thinks like I'm not paying attention to it because I'm taking the political high road. It's just that I have way too much going on right now to be paying attention to the news. I listen to Tim's news, and that's where I get my information.
Can I say something to you?
Yeah.
That's kind of a ridiculous statement to say that you're too busy to be paying attention to the news. You can be caught up pretty well on the news in about 5 minutes every day. So you're not that busy. You just, like a lot of younger people, are not nearly as interested in the news as older people are. You're just not. My daughter's not. My kids
aren't. Yeah, the millennials are not into
it. They're just not into it. They're just not.
They get their news on the phone, and they'll look through different things. And
they get their news on the phone. They want to get, like, what the Kardashians are doing, or sports news. But real hard news, they're just not interested. They don't watch it on TV.
Yeah, that happened.
He will be by the end of the day.
Dan, if we continue our team coverage from weather for the rest of the afternoon for our Spanish listeners, that would be our cobertura del equipo.
All right, this is starting to get disturbing. What was that again?
Our team coverage of weather for the afternoon. If our Spanish listeners,
you obviously have downloaded the translation app, or you.
Frank, I took 3 years of Spanish in college.
Did you?
I did.
Oh man, here we go.
I made out with a Spanish chick once.
Oh, I'd have rather done that.
It was pretty great.
Yeah.
You took 3 years of Spanish.
I took 2 years of Spanish in high school and three more years in college.
So you've had 5 years of Spanish.
And I don't remember hardly any of it.
I
know how to pronounce it. I can say the Hail Mary in Spanish. I know how to pronounce all the enyes and the essays, and I understand all the conjugations of the verbs. O, as, a, amos, ais, an, to all the, but I never could understand it because I always thought they all talked too fast. I could speak
What's the Spanish word for belt?
The Spanish word for belt?
Belto.
Belt, like I'm wearing my belt.
Belto.
Cinturón.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Cinturón, that's exactly right.
But I don't know.
I can't see if you looked it up or not.
I don't know a whole lot of words, but I mean, I know some.
Can you say the pledge to the flag? Can you say the pledge to the flag in Spanish?
No. I can say the Hail Mary, that's about it.
What's the Hail Mary? Say it.
Dios te salve María, llena eres de gracias, el Señor es contigo. Bendita tú eres entre todas las mujeres y bendita es el fruto de tu vientre, Jesús. Santa María, Madre de Dios, ruega por nosotros pecadores, ahora y en la hora de nuestra muerte. Así sea.
Whoa! Nice.
You want to hear the pledge to the flag in Spanish?
Sure.
If I press one, will you say it in English?
That was actually pretty funny.
Thank you.
That was funny. Now I'm not going to do it because that funny thing just overpowered what I was going to do. Let's talk to who's next, John or Jack? Jack is next. Jack, welcome to 590 The Fan. You're not going to do. Are you going to speak Spanish or do we press one? How you doing, Jack?
I'm here. I'm out here in Fenton for the team weather report.
Oh, all right. Finally. Way to go, Jack.
Finally, somebody decides to play Dan's game. What's the weather report?
Team coverage.
I'm out here in Fenton to confirm that it is indeed wet outside, and it's also extremely cold. And for our Spanish listeners, I say muy frío.
Very good. Very good.
Is it wet because of the rain?
It was a wintry mix to be, correct.
Hold on. First, you said it's extremely cold. It's 32 degrees. That's not extremely cold. That's just at freezing. But it seems colder because wet cold is colder than dry cold. So I guess it seems
agree.
Colder. All right. Well, Jack, thank you for that.
Thank you, Jack. Yeah.
All right. That ends, and that ends our team coverage of the weather. We closed the Burke segment. I know we did. I remember that we did it. I have two bits of business that I have to do before the top of the hour. I'd like to do one of them now, if you don't mind, and that is the business of teeth and gums and the health of your teeth and your gums. And I mentioned gums because a lot of people, they don't realize how important it is for your gums to be healthy. Think about it this way. Like a plant is in the soil, the gums are like the soil that the tooth is growing in, and if like the soil's no good, then the plant's gonna die, or you're gonna have some problems. Yeah, your gums need to be healthy. I've told you before, it took 10 years for me to finally take the advice of Ballast Dental Care and get a water pick. I use the water pick at least 3 times a day. I cannot believe that I got by without it, because you can brush, you can floss, and then you hit that water pick and out comes little chunks of stuff that were still in there. It essentially, in quick pulsating jets of water, blows that junk out from between your teeth and the stuff that's kind of lodged between your teeth and gums. It's a much healthier way to live and a much better way of keeping your teeth and gums healthy. So Ballast Dental Care, Dr. Obi-Wan Kenobi Watanabe and Mary, and I know that for 10 years you mentioned a water pick for me, and I apologize for taking so long. You were right. It's the one of the probably one of the five best, whatever you'd give a name for, products that help you lead a healthier life. This probably ranks in the top five. I love the water pick. I'm not selling water picks. I don't endorse water picks. But I'm just telling you, they were on me about this a long time ago. And they're not going to, they can't make anybody do anything. If you go to Ballast Dental Care and they go, we'd like to see you again in 6 months, they can't make you come back. You have to say, okay, let's make an appointment, go back. And you will. And here's why you will. The reason you put off appointments at the dentist is because you dread it and you don't want to go. You're not going to dread the next appointment at Ballast Dental Care. You're going to look forward to it. That sounds ridiculous to people who don't go to Ballast Dental Care, looking forward to a dental appointment. Dan Strauss, would you not agree that not only would you look forward to another appointment at Brenton Vision, you said you'll actually miss going there, right?
Yes.
Same thing. Ballast Dental Care, same thing. It's just they become, I don't know how to put it. I don't like
they
the
make
word.
Going to the dentist fun.
No, that's not the way. Okay. I wouldn't put it that way. They're not I hear people say, my friends, I'll go see my friends at Balance Dental. If any of you ever hear me use that expression, I hear it all the time from people on the radio. Stop in and see my friends at XYZ Company. If you ever hear me start doing that, shoot me in the head, because I can't stand it, because I know many of the people on the radio that I hear do that, and I know they never met the people at that store till 2 weeks ago, and now they're friends. Go talk to my friends down at whatever. Well, the folks at Ballast Dental Care, certainly after 47, coming up on 47 years, have become, in a way, friends. We don't go to each other's house for dinner, but we know each other pretty well after 47 years. They will become immediately comfortable. You'll be comfortable with them. And that's probably the right word, because most people who go to the dentist are uncomfortable. That's why they don't like to go back or dread going back. So that's it. That's my invitation. That's my speech. There are three terrific dentists there. Dr. Obi-Wan Kenobi Watanabe, Dr. Haynes, Dr. Olivier, and then an entire staff of wonderful people, and after 5 minutes in there, it'll seem like you've been a patient of theirs forever, and you won't dread your next appointment. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. Robert's on the phone. Robert, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
AM and a PM is how I am.
Well, that's the way everybody should be, but sadly, some lost souls don't know about this show and don't listen. What's going on, Robert?
Just listening and heard you talking about Tijuana. Never been there, but another place back in the early to mid or late 80s, I worked in Texas, up and down the Gulf Coast in Houston, and I worked with a guy. He was a bass fisherman like I am. And he said, let's go bass fishing. We're going to go down here, go to Laredo. And we're going to go across. The bass fishing is so much better.
As I walked out in the streets of Laredo.
Oh, boy.
As I walked out in Laredo one day, I spied a young cowboy all dressed in white linen. All dressed in white linen and cold as the clay.
I can't stop him, Robert. I can't stop him.
I see by your outfit that you are a cowboy.
Sorry, Dan.
It's like an avalanche.
Go ahead, Robert.
The bass grow all year long. It was great.
I've been bass fishing in Mexico, Robert, and you're not kidding. It's the greatest bass fishing there is.
Yes. Anyway, it was bass. We're going to this place called Boys Town. And I had no idea what he's talking about. And we drive out, we stop, pick up this kid, take us to Boys Town. It's like 20 miles outside of town. There's this little village with a rock wall with barbed wire and everything, like 8 or 9 feet tall, all the way around this place. Huge parking lot. And there's campers, there's boats, there's this and that. No one worries about anything. They had watchtowers. Guys armed with M16s. Anyone touches anything in anyone's vehicle, they get shot. So we walk in, and it's a big double wooden gate. And it's a little village. You walk in there, and if you want to go to a saloon or have a woman who's black, you go to this place. If you want Asian, you go to this place. If you want a blonde-haired, blue-eyed college student, you go to this place. And every week, everyone in there is checked by doctors, American doctors, for HIV. It was unbelievable.
Robert, did you say this place was called Boys Town?
Yes.
And it was in Mexico, right?
So yeah, it's like it's four boys?
Outside of Laredo.
Okay.
Oh. Why is it called? Hold on. Hold on. Why is it called Boys Town? Because it's like just for men to go there and get women.
Yes.
Okay. Which did you choose? Did you choose Asian, Black, White? What did you choose?
Confidential.
Oh, good answer. Good choice.
I had never even heard of this place. And this guy was actually, when he was younger, he was a professional rodeo rider.
Now, why do you need machine guns at a whorehouse? I don't know that I understand the whole watchtower thing.
They allowed nothing to be touched in the parking lot because so many people came over across the border to this place. They were making millions and millions of dollars. They allow, this place was legit on the up and up.
Sounds like you might be a regular there.
No, this was back in the 80s.
I never heard of the place.
And this guy says, let's go down there and do some bass fishing. We took his boat. He had a great boat.
It sounds more like ass fishing than bass fishing.
Well, ass and ass fishing.
At one point, it probably was.
Yeah.
But, absolutely. You went whatever saloon you wanted to go into. The women, but the women did not like you. You touched them, immediately gone.
Well, hold on a second. You pick any kind of woman you want, but you can't touch them?
Are you talking about, like, strippers? Because you can never touch strippers.
No.
No, hold on.
You would like an Oriental woman. They had...
You can't say Oriental anymore. I don't know why, but you're supposed to say Asian. You can say Oriental rug, but you can't say Asian woman. Don't ask me why, but that's the deal.
If you wanted an Asian young lady, you would walk into that bar, sit down, and all of them were in there. You look at one and say, oh, she looks real good, or I like her.
I believe there you need to say, I like her.
Oh,
that's so bad, Frank.
I know.
Anyway.
God. That's the first time anybody's done it twice in a row.
I know. It's a dumb
way to go. So how does this story end, Robert? Did you get a disease? How does this end?
They went down the slide together, and she went...
You're talking about Tijuana and all that stuff.
No, I wasn't... I've never been to Tijuana. I don't want to go to Tijuana. I don't doubt that it's an actual place. And we've never heard of this boy's town outside of Laredo, Texas, Mexico. We've never heard of it.
Nuevo Laredo on the Mexican side.
Nuevo Laredo.
I've never been to Tijuana.
New Laredo?
Don't want to. But you're just talking about that and the place.
Yeah, did you ever get around to bass fishing? Did you ever get...
We did that first.
Okay.
Then they went ass fishing.
This place,
Dan, I already did that joke.
I had no idea.
I had never been. He said, we're going to go. Okay. Whatever. We're for the weekend.
Robert, of course you'd never been. It's the first time everybody goes there they've never been. Have you been back?
No.
12 times.
He wanted to go again. That's okay. I don't think so.
You've been 12 times.
Right.
Robert, are you married?
No.
Have you ever been married?
No.
Okay. Just curious.
I have had. Yes, I am. That I'm being truthful about.
Hold on. Which is truthful? You aren't married or you are married? Are you?
Weren't married, never married, and I have had many chances, and I did not.
So you've had many chances to be married, but you turned all the women away. You turned them away.
Yes.
Way to go, Robert.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's like this. This is for truth.
Mm-hmm.
I go down to Tanny Como to go fishing one summer for a couple of weeks. The middle weekend, my girlfriend at the time, who I probably would have married, goes to my parents' house, uninvited, on a Saturday afternoon, and says, introduces herself and says, we're engaged, and we're going to be, and I had no idea. When I come back and found out, I don't think I need to be married to this one.
You dumped her.
What's going to happen after we are?
Good for you. You don't need that. You don't need some woman telling you what you're going to do and telling your parents what you're going to do. You don't need that.
No. She told my parents that we were going to, and I had no idea.
How many women do you think you've dumped and said, no, I am not going to marry you? How many women?
At least five.
Because you sound like quite the charmer. I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that at least five women have all but begged you to marry them, and you said, no way.
No, they didn't beg, and I didn't pursue them.
No, they came after you.
But it didn't work out, so I left. Yeah. Well,
I know all about that, women pursuing you and you not pursuing them. Tell me about it. That's the story of my life. Well, Robert, those are some really good stories. What do you do for a living?
I'm a carpenter.
What's your specialty? Houses, wood furniture, what?
No. New home construction, really specialized. I do culture and marble. The marble, one-piece shower stalls and everything.
Is that considered carpentry? Marble, cultured marble, is that carpentry?
Power saw, jigsaw, cordless, just a different blade. I glue.
But is that, you said you do cultured marble. I didn't know that was carpentry.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Up wood paneling, just like you're putting up paneling on a wall, I'm putting up a marble shower panel on a wall.
Well, I learned something because I didn't know that that was a carpenter that did wood marble. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I learned something today.
Most carpenters do not want to do it because it's very fragile. Right. You only get exactly what you need, not the old stack of 2x4s or
no, no. You can't. You can't miss. You can't miscalculate cutting marble. Well, if you do, you just wasted a slab of really expensive stuff. It has to be precise. I do get that.
Oh yeah.
Where wood, you mess it up. Bring me another piece of wood. You know, it's not like marble. Well, good for you. We need good tradesmen, and hopefully there'll be younger people who will end up doing what you're doing, because it seems like now everybody thinks they got to go to college or learn how to create apps or something.
This country is going to be in so much trouble.
I've heard that since I was a freshman in high school. Yeah, I heard that when I was in high school. In 15 years, the country's going to hell. I've heard that my whole life.
I don't know about that, but as far as skilled tradesmen and craftsmen in any field, this country is in so much trouble in just the next 10 to 12, 15 years.
Okay, well, I hope you're wrong. I think you probably will be because, supply is a result of demand, and once there'll be the demand, there'll be the pay, the commensurate pay, and I think people will start to realize, hey, they need a lot of carpenters, truck drivers, whatever, and I think it'll just kind of all work out. I hope it does. We got to run, but Robert, thank you for the call and for enlightening us about Boys Town. I appreciate it.
Hey, long live Boys Town, and did I take
we're
up
out of time, Robert.
Your time?
You did. You did. No, you did. It was fine. It was good. Thank you, Robert.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay. Window World. I just barely get this in here. It gives me great pleasure to say that Window World is the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues and the official window of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. And it was the first year of partnership with both. They know something. They just do. They have an insight, an intuition, and I guess they did when they decided to start taking on Window World and selling it in the St. Louis area and the Kansas City area. They, meaning the guys that own those franchises. Now, Kansas City, we don't live there. We live in St. Louis. So here's what you need to know. There are about 50,000 Window World homes in the St. Louis area. This company's only been around about 15 years, and after about a dozen, they were the number one selling replacement window in the country, and still are. And to do that, you have to do several things right. Yes, you have to have a great product. Where's that music that normally plays that says we're running out of time? Oh, there it is. It's only 50 seconds late. So, Window World, here's what you need to know. It is the number one selling replacement window in the country. It is what I said about the Chiefs and the Blues and blah, 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 blah. You need to find out more, because one of these days, if you live in a home long enough or buy an older home, you're going to need replacement windows. You can find out more at WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Thank you for being with us. Stay where you are. We're going to check in with John Londoff. Dr. Doug Pernikoff is going to join us. I hope you made note of the phone numbers. If not, we'll give them to you after the news, and you can talk to Dr. Doug. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is locally owned 590 The Fan and 590TheFan.com. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home.